This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. Up now on this week's Past and Present, Dr. Jay Price says a recent discovery made him rethink his assumptions about a character from Wichita's past.
One of the more colorful figures in early Wichita was M.R. Charlie Cordero, who came to town as a scout for the Army and later opened a saloon. His time here was turbulent, starting in 1869 with him killing a man out of self-defense. Later, he operated the Texas Hotel, or saloon, or restaurant, albeit in the face of lawsuits, among other challenges. By 1874, his former Texas saloon had been sold in a sheriff's sale, and by 1875, he was the leading member of a party searching for gold in the Black Hills, where some later reports suggested he was killed by Native Americans. I had presumed, as did many, that Cordero was part of a long Mexican presence in our city. He was well known for dressing like the Mexican cowboys who patronized his establishment, with a broad sombrero and crimson sash about his waist. But the census of 1870 lists him as having been born in New York. Moreover, newspapers and genealogical resources suggest that Cordero, with the spelling ending as Charlie's did, in E-I-R-O, is a Portuguese surname with strong ties to the Azores in Brazil. Whether Charlie had any connections to those places is as yet still unknown. There is a lot more research to be done, especially when census and other records were notoriously inconsistent in name spelling. However, the legal announcements and business advertisements in the Wichita Eagle were very consistent with the Portuguese spelling, as opposed to a host of similar names that appeared among Spanish and Mexican families. It is more likely, therefore, that he was not one of Wichita's early Mexican-American residents. His story was different, but just as interesting. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.